22.
Holy cow. I just left you guys last night.
Armed Forces guy. Army guy.
Can you give a shout out to the troops that are watching this overseas, Afghanistan, Iraq, and all the other bases across the world?
Yeah, thank you guys very much for your support and for your commitment to our country and for protecting us. And we hope we make you proud and enjoy the game.
Thank you.
Hey, Tom, any disappointment that morning that was nominated for the Academy Award for Tattoo?
I'll leave that to the actors. So, what, best supporting role?
Anything.
I know.
One thing not to win, but not even get nominated.
Yeah, that was tough. That was tough. Well, you know, you just have different, you know, things that your family goes through in the course of your life. And it's been a challenging year for, you know, my family, just for some personal reasons. And, you know, it'd just be nice to have everyone here watching us this weekend. And, you know, it's my mom and dad, and they've just been so supportive my entire life. And it's nice to, you know, to be here to show them, you know, to try to make them proud.
Is all that making this week a little different for you from other Super Bowls, you know, having whatever's going on with your family and everything that's gone on in your career? Is this like an extra emotional Super Bowl for you?
I think there's different emotions, you know, every season. This year, yeah, I mean, my mom hasn't been to a game this season. You know, my dad, you know, has been to one, and it's very atypical. So, you know, they're going to be here this weekend, which I'm excited about. And, you know, it'd be nice to see everybody. And I got a big crew coming.
Tom, what will it mean to have your mom and your dad here this weekend because they haven't been able to be here all year long?
It's great. You know, we'll have a we'll be in full force. So I've had to get a lot of tickets this week. But I saw everyone this morning, and they're all excited, gearing up, ready to go. So I'm excited to see everybody. Well, I think, you know, I said last night, your body for an athlete is what your asset is. If your body breaks down, you can't perform, then you have no job. So, you know, I've tried to learn the right ways to take care of your body and to, you know, with the kinds of, you know, I've talked about nutrition and hydration, the type of workouts that I do, the pliability work that I do, you know, I think is the reason why I'm still playing. And, you know, I feel very strongly about those things, and I talk about them a lot. I'm sure the people in Boston hear about it a lot, but, you know, I'd love to pass those things on to future athletes. Cause when I was young, I wanted to work really hard too. And sometimes when you work hard at the wrong things, you work harder, you know, and you get better at getting worse. And, you know, I've learned the right way, and, you know, hopefully I can pass those on to, you know, the kids that are growing up, you know, that want to pursue a career in athletics. And for a lot of people that, you know, like to be active, but can't do it because, you know, their body hurts. So, you know, that's something that's always been very important to me. I feel very passionate talking about it at times, but, you know, I just really, it's sharing the experiences that I've had and, trying to pass those on. It's really good, yeah. I think you'd like it.
Hey, Tom, yeah. Someone says calls you a system quarterback. What is your reaction to that?
A system quarterback?
Yeah.
I think I've been called a lot of things as a quarterback. I think every quarterback has some type of system that they're in, and sometimes those systems change. A lot of quarterbacks, I think the fortunate thing for me is the system has been shaped to adapt to the things that I do well. You know, so much about being successful as a team is, you know, doing the things that you do well. And, you know, our coaches, they know what I do well. They know the things I don't do well. Every player has strengths and weaknesses, and you're not going to focus on the weaknesses and go out there and go, let's run, you know, a bunch of these plays that will have a low level of success. So, you know, over the years, you know, the system is, they've tried to support me with a strong offensive line, which we have. You know, a solid running game, which we have. Receivers who are very versatile. very smart and disciplined, you know, and we have those tight ends that can do, you know, both things in a run game and a pass game, which we have. So I think that's part of what our system is trying to, you know, every week find different ways to attack the opponent and the way that we're going to try to evaluate the way we're going to get played so that we can, you know, not waste any plays in the game. We want every play to be productive, and every play is designed to score a touchdown. So, you know, that's the kind of pressure you want to put on the opposing defense.
Speaking of your receivers, how surprised are you that at times Julian Edelman is still overlooked as one of the best receivers in the NFL?
Well, I think, you know, because Chris Hogan had 9 for 180 last week, I mean, Julian is so productive, and when he's open, he usually gets the ball. And he's been a rock for our offense, especially since Gronk's been out, because Gronk has been that caliber of player for us too. But, you know, between Hogs, what Malcolm Mitchell brings, what Danny does in his role, I mean, Danny's made huge play after huge play at the most critical moments for our team. So, and what Michael's done in a short period of time, just coming in and learning, and, you know, he hasn't had all the opportunity, but, you know, everybody knows they can count on him. So, you know, that's the kind of team you want to build. You want to build a team that's very difficult to defend. And, you know, if they're going to cover one guy, you got to throw it to the other guy. And we got to make the plays. So if they're going to stop the pass, you got to hand it off and make yards in the run game. And, you know, that's what makes it challenging for defenses. That's the kind of pressure we need to put on them. Man, that's tough because all those teams have been so different. I mean, Coach talks about mental toughness, so I think that's probably the best trait for any team or any athlete, you know, is, you know, putting whatever is going on, you know, and on the outside, put it away and focus on, you know, what your task is. And, you know, I think our coach does a great job of keeping us focused every day, because every day is an important day in his mind. And he says to us, you know, he walks into a team meeting room every day and goes, "All right, guys, this is a big day." And he means it. And he just doesn't say it, you know, the Wednesday of Super Bowl week. He says it, you know, Wednesday in April. And he understands that it's all part of the building process to get to this point. And we're fortunate to be here. You know, there's only two teams that get a chance to play in this game, and we're one of them. And we don't take it for granted by any stretch. I know how hard it is to get here. You know, there's a lot of things that need to go your way. You need to get a lot of lucky breaks. You need to overcome a lot of injuries. And every team faces different challenges throughout the year. But, you know, it's tough to get to this point. And we're here. And we got to go take advantage by trying to win this game. I don't think, you know, no. I don't think that I've, you know, the first time I said Super Bowl was, you know, after the championship game. You know, I haven't said Super Bowl, you know, until that time. So this is now, you know, it's fun to talk about it now because we're here and, you know, it's Tuesday before the game, but, you know, I'll be excited to get our pads on tomorrow and go out to practice and start trying to, you know, execute and build some trust in one another that you know, we got a great game plan and that we can go out there and execute it. And that's when you really start, you know, feeling like, you know, getting excited for the game, when you can put, you know, a lot of the obligations aside and focus on football. Well, we've always, you know, got along, you know, so well. And I think that, you know, the focus has always been on, you know, the team and doing what's best for the team. And, you know, Coach, he commits his life to coaching football and to coaching this team. And, you know, I commit my life to playing football for this team and playing quarterback. And I said last night, it's not a sacrifice because I love to do it. There's a lot of other things that I don't get a chance to do that when I'm done playing, I'll get a chance to do. But, you know, playing football is very important, is so important in my life. I love to do it. And, you know, I know Coach loves the coach, and I love to play, and I love playing for him. And, you know, I want to go out and win this game for not only him, but all my coaches, all my teammates, all our fans. And, you know, we worked hard to get to this point. You know, we just got to go finish the job.
Hey, Tom, did you get it? What is Robert Kraft not saying?
Well, he's been a, you know, I'm a long ways from home. And, you know, when you're all the way across the country, you don't have any family, you know, and you've known, you know, we've been through a lot of ups and downs together. We've been a lot, you know, through a lot of challenging moments that, you know, have brought us closer together. And, you know, he's been a second father to me in a lot of ways and given me a lot of advice over the years, about a lot of things that, you know, only someone like he could, you know, speak to and relate to. And, whether it's been, you know, family situations or, you know, friendship situations, career advice, you know, it's all mattered to me. And, you know, he knows how I feel about him. And, you know, it means a lot to him for us to get to this point. And he's been, you know, he works his butt off to get us here, you know, and, you know, we've got to go out there, and I know how disappointed he is when we lose this game. He lets me know it. And, you know, it's great to go out and win it, but it's going to take a big effort.
Robert and your dad are the only two that have spoken out in your defense, basically. So that kind of says something right there. Right?
Yeah. You know, he's, RKK is something special, and he obviously means a lot to me. And, yeah, I said, I know he knows how I feel about him. And, you know, it's nice to go out there, and, you know, they provide us with a lot. You know, they provide us with a lot of support and encouragement, and, you know, he's always opened up his home to me and my family, and, you know, we shared holidays together and a lot of meals and a lot of conversations about life, and, you know, that means a lot more at the end of the day, and personal relationships are what life's all about. I mean, it's, you know, football is obviously something that I love, and but the relationships of football are what are going to be most gratifying. And my relationship with him, my relationship with my coaches, my teammates, I mean, those are the things that, you know, after it's all said and done, that's what you have. So,
Tom, when you look back to your rookie year to where you are now, is the one thing with Bill as a coach that you've noticed that has changed through the years?
Is there one thing that's changed? No, not at all. I mean, he's as consistent today as he's ever been. You know, I actually thought maybe when he was younger, he was a little more lenient on certain things. I mean, now he's very firm in what he believes, and there's no wiggle room for anything with us players. So he expects a lot from us, both on the field and off the field. You know, and we don't want to disappoint him. Depends the situation, but yeah, both of them can be tough.
Tom, how often do you think?
Well, I think winning this Super Bowl, you know, is important because it's this one. It's, you know, you can't do anything about the ones we won in the past, the ones we lost in the past, you know, next year's is the only one we got. And, you know, I want to win it because I want to win. And, you know, our team has put a lot into it, and we want something to show for it. And, you know, the losses in this game are tough. I mean, you're going to live with those for the rest of your life. And those will be games if you lose. There's regrets about every play in that game. So, you know, when you win, you don't think about any of those things. There's no regrets. So you just got to try to, you know, put everything aside so you can have your best performance on Sunday night. That's what we're going to remember most about this week is the game. And, you know, that's really what I want to get to be focused on as well.
Well, Tom, on an individual level, how much do you allow yourself to think about your personal legacy and what a fifth Super Bowl would mean to that?
I don't think anything about, you know, a personal legacy. I mean, those words would never even come out of my mouth unless I just repeated them. So, those things have never been important to me. You know, I never thought I'd be at this point in my life. I never thought that I could, you know, play professional football. You know, I didn't think I'd play any professional sports. Of course, I had dreams and hopes like probably a lot of kids, but never could imagine that I'd be here after 17 years doing this. So it just feels very much like it's still ongoing, you know. There's no time for me to look back or look ahead. There's so much going on. And, you know, I've enjoyed every minute of it, and, you know, I still want to keep playing. And, you know, after this game, you know, I'll probably take a week or two off and then get back to work. So I'd love to, you know, do that after winning the game. That'd be make the off season obviously a lot more enjoyable.
Did you know about Nate Solder, what he's meant to you all and what you've seen with his character with his son and everything?
Yeah, Nate's an incredible person. Nate is as great as he is as a player and a left tackle, he's a better person. He's a better human being. He's a loving father and a loving husband. He's got a great mom and dad. He's just of the highest character, and you know, he brings it every day. He's a very quiet, humble person that goes about his job and wants to do a great job every day. And he's just phenomenal. He's had an incredible year, and I love the guy. He's meant a lot to me and this team, and showed a lot of mental toughness, what I talked about earlier, with some personal things that have gone on in his life. And, I have nothing but respect for him and his family and what they've been through. And, you know, I think those use, you know, someone like Nate as inspiration for, you know, us and our team. And when you realize what he's gone through with his family, you know, you realize you know, whatever you're going through ain't as tough as that. So. Well, I mean, he's a great matchup because his size and strength is one thing, but his ability to bend and his athleticism are, you know, you don't find that in a left tackle. You know, a lot of guys are big, or a lot of guys are big and, or smaller and more athletic. He's big and athletic. And, when you see Nate, he's just a big man. And he's hard to get around, and he's hard to go through. And, that's why it's tough to get to that part of the pocket when you're trying to rush through him.
What about the difference of the offensive line from last year to this year, Tom?
Yeah, they played incredible the way that the line has performed, you know, all season long. And Marcus at right tackle has been phenomenal for us. Shaq has played as well as any guard in the league. David Andrews has been an incredible player for us. You know, even since he got here last year, he was the starting center basically until Brian took over. And, David has been so stable in there. Joe Tooney, they put Joe Tooney at left guard when he got here, and they haven't moved him yet. And I think that shows the confidence that the team has in him. And then, you know, just speaking about Nate and what his consistency and dependability has been incredible for our team. And they're so well coached. They're a real strength of our team. We're going to need it because we're going against one of the best pass rushes that we faced all season. And, we're going to need to, you know, play our best game if we're going to, you know, move the ball and score some points, try to keep up with their offense.
Tom, as a veteran with a proven track record, Tom Brady coming out of Michigan in 2000 or today?
I'd crush my combine from today than when I was 22, but that doesn't say much because I think I had the worst combine of any quarterback in history, so. I've tried to work hard at those physical things, you know, all those things that those scouts care about, running and jumping and all those things that matter to them, but probably don't matter for quarterbacks at all. But, you know, still they like them. So I still try to keep working on those things. And, I think I've improved in certain areas and, you know, I'm still looking to make some improvements because, you know, I've learned how to train and, you know, I'd like to continue to try to make more mobile plays. Extend plays in the pocket so I can make more plays on third down, which, you know, have been good for us this year until I hurt my leg, but, you know, I'm feeling pretty good now.
Tom, what's Alex Guerrero mean to your career and also your life?
Well, you know, Alex has taught me so much about, you know, how to take care of myself and, really it comes down to the right type of, you know, lifestyle. And you gotta, you know, discipline is very important, you know, for an athlete. You know, we max our bodies out, so you need to recover as well. And how you recover is so important because your ability to work hard is only as good as your ability to recover. So, you know, the type of treatment that I get, and, you know, I believe that your muscles need to be long and pliable in order to withstand the hits of the season. And, I've trained my body that way, and, you know, it's done pretty well. So it's held up. I, you know, feel better today than when I started the season, which is a good place to be. And, you know, I just got to make it one more game.
Tom, Dwight Freeney said his first collegiate sack was you. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was a bad day for the Wolverines. So he's a he's an incredible player. He's one of the best players I've ever played against. And we've had a lot of battles with him because he is, there's no plays off for that guy. He's a machine. And, I have a lot of respect for him as a veteran player and his leadership and his style of play. And he's playing as hard now as he played in, like, you know, it's 2003. And we had a problem with him back then. And, you know, teams are still having a problem with him now just because he's got so much experience. You can't fool him. And he's got so many different pass rush moves. And, he's obviously taught a lot of those guys on the D line those moves too. Cause you can see it in Beasley. You could see it, you know, in some of their other great pass rushers, but their ability to get to the quarterback is a big reason why their defense, you know, is so tough.
Talking to Mr. Kraft, it looks like the Patriots will go to Mexico, and you told me how he likes his guacamole. So we're going to prepare for him. How does Tom Brady like his guacamole?
Oh, man. Anyway, I love guacamole. That's and I look forward to being down there because that'll be a great experience for our team. I've always enjoyed for our team, like when we've gone to London, I mean, I've loved those experiences. They've been great bonding trips for our team. And, to have the chance to play in Mexico will be just a great experience. So.
You saw the game in the Estadio Azteca with the Texans and the Raiders. What feeling did you get that's different than what you saw that maybe UK did?
Well, there's a lot of excitement down there. And, they love football. And, you know, we want to go down there and put on a great show. So it's going to be, we got to wait, obviously, a while to get down there and play, but it'll be a great experience when we do it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, man, both are so bad. Give me something to say. And I have to say that in Spanish? I was a C student in Spanish. Mr. Aparicio would not be very happy with me. Jugar in Mexico. I know what that means. Play in Mexico. I got that. Juego. To play. That was the one verb I got.
Tom, I asked that 7-year-old kid who asked you a question yesterday. He said if he had a follow-up, he would say, same as you, why are you so lucky to have the chin that you have?
That's a good question, too. I don't know. That one's easier to answer than the one he asked me last night. But, yeah. Yeah, Michigan is, I'm rooting hard for him and Coach Harbaugh. He's done a great job kind of revitalizing the program and getting some great players in there. And, it was tough to see them lose to the Buckeyes again this year, but, you know, they haven't gotten over the hump, but they're going to need to at some point because, until you beat those guys, you can't win the Big Ten. So. With Bob? Yeah, I like Bob a lot. I mean, Bob and I always had a lot of conversations, and he's in Detroit now, and he got a great opportunity, and there's a few other guys from our team that have gone there, so, you know, we've always kept in touch, and, I obviously wish them the very best. They had a great season this year, and, they have some very talented people there that, you know, I was very fortunate to know when they were with the Patriots that are now, at Detroit, so they're all, hopefully they can, keep building. Yeah.
Can a Super Bowl be won or lost during this week on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? Have you ever felt like never Wednesday, Thursday, Friday were in great shape or in trouble?
Yeah. I mean, he always says, put it in the bank. Put it in the bank because you need it there when you're, when you need to take it out. And you can't, be on the bus ride to the game and trying to figure out how you're going to beat the Falcons. And it's going to be too late. So we put a lot of work in last week. I think there's still work to be done, and we're going to need 3 good days of practice, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, in order to tighten a lot of things up because, if you look at our offense, we've got 70 plays left in this season, and every play is going to be important. We're going against an offense that has scored more points than any other team in the league. So, we can't afford, a miscommunication on third down. We can't miss a blitz pickup on third down like Seattle did, like Green Bay did, because if you miss one of those and you get the ball back, 5 minutes later down 7 more points, that's how they get away from teams. And, they've done a great job this year getting ahead in games. Someone told me they scored 8 consecutive games you know, on their first drive and they scored touchdowns. So, I mean, that's an incredible stat, knowing how hard that is to do. So we're going to need to be at our best offensively. And out of those 70 plays, there can't be one that, you know, any one of those plays can cost us the game. And I don't know which play it's going to be, you know, but you're trying to solve those problems before they become problems and before you realize, oh man, I wish we'd have went through that. I wish we would have picked that one up. So, you know, it's a challenge, because there's a heightened sense of urgency and the players feel it. And, you know, we're going to need to, you know, we're going to need to be at our best for those 70 plays. And, all the effort that we put in over the course of the season has come down to this. Well, Matt's doing great. I mean, he's, you know, Matt's had an MVP season, so he doesn't need any advice. He's led his team to this point, and he's an incredible player, and he has been for that franchise. And you know, I have a lot of respect for Matt. You know, our defense has its work cut out for him because I think he does a great job spreading the ball around. You know, I've watched their offense quite a bit this year, and they got a lot of talented players. And you know, they're going to be tough to stop, but hopefully our defense is up for the challenge. Yeah, he's been a great player for our team, and you know, it hurts not to have him out there with us because of his, you know, his personality, his dependability, consistency. He's a great teammate, and you know, hopefully he's back out there next year with us. But you know, he taught me a little German, and you know, it was a lot of fun. Okay, thank you guys.